In John's Gospel, the Gospel of John, in the 10th chapter of John, Jesus was explaining a healing that had just taken place. A blind man had received his sight, and religious folks couldn't understand it. When revelation is flowing, religion get upset, because revelation operates in another world, in another facet, another realm. It does not operate by academic, it does not operate by education or by smartness or psychology, but the supernatural operates in a different dimension called the spirit world, where God, the Bible says God is a spirit. God is not a man, but he's a spirit. And so when Jesus took another route, instead of just telling the man, I hope you'll be better someday, Jesus, in his supernatural power, in the 9th chapter of John, ministered to the man, and the man received his sight supernaturally by the spirit world. Now, in the 10th chapter of John, many of us have read the 10th chapter, where Jesus described himself as the door. He described himself as the good shepherd. And he said a lot of things about sheep, 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 sheep. Those of us who have been born into the kingdom of God, we are the sheep of the good shepherd. Amen. I got any sheep in here? And the good shepherd says he take care of his sheep. But he don't take care of them in only one dimension. This is a physical dimension we're dealing with here. As I said earlier, if you really knew Sheila, you knew she was not just body. The total makeup of a human being is you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Amen? Now, this will help you because you understand that you're going to see mom again. You're going to see your wife again. She's just in another dimension. Matter of fact, I'll go on and tell you right what the Lord told me to tell you. She's still alive in her father's hand. Now, you know, with a Catholic here and the Undertaker here and Sheila is not here physically, you would say it's contradictory. But it's according to how you're looking at it. Jesus dealt with a man. Before I read the scripture, Jesus dealt with a man, a real educated man in John chapter 3 by the name of Nicodemus. And Jesus said to that man, you must be born again. The man was academically inclined. He said, can I go to the second time into my mother's womb? What's the problem? He's in one realm, and the Lord is talking about another realm. He's in the natural. The Lord is talking about the supernatural. He's in the physical. God talking about the spirit realm. Jesus said, you must be born again. So there's a physical birth. Amen. All of us came that way, right? And then there's a spiritual birth. There's a birth on the outside, but then there's an offer from God to have a birth on the inside. Sheila had both. Sheila was physically born to her parent, but she got siblings here, sisters, but she also was born by the Spirit of God. So Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So to understand that better, here in John chapter 10, verse 27 through verse 29, Jesus the speaker, he says, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. What kind of voice do you have, Jesus? Well, I have an eternal voice. I have a spiritual voice. I came to represent my Father, who is God, who is an eternal Father. When he speaks, everything is possible. Are you following me? So Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So the 20 years I've been pastoring Sheila, she'd been hearing his voice. Not perfect. You're not perfect. What you want to say? You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But she'd been following him for 20 years. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. And they follow me. Now, he's talking in another realm. See, that's why the church get disturbed and get messed up. He's not talking about Cousin Joe. And he's not talking about something secular. He's talking in a different dimension. He's talking in an eternal and abundant, a supernatural conversation. When you talk to Jesus, you're having a supernatural conversation. When you talk to Jesus, everything becomes possible. See, Jesus wore an anointing that destroyed yokes and removed burden. And we have to stop putting Jesus on a level with man or on a religious level or just on Sunday. He's an everyday man. And you got to love him with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, and all your might. Now, I want to get further because here we go. In the 28th verse, he says, not only my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me, in the 27th verse, but then he says some things, wonderful things here, and I give unto them eternal life. And I give unto them no death, sickness, disease, the enemy, racism, nothing could take that from Sheila. God gave her eternal life. Eternal life never, 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 never is over. The Bible said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I started to say something smart just now. I don't care who don't believe it's real. And you can't stop it. And I just want to tell you right now, you can't stop me from preaching either. I'm going to preach this thing. So you can sit up here and put the brakes on all you want. I'm preaching this. I'm going to preach up here today. You can sit there and just, you know, like I ain't saying nothing, but that's all right. I didn't start preaching yesterday. This is my daughter. And so just forget that, because you can't do that. And I give unto them eternal life. And he said, and they shall never perish. What never mean? Never mean never, right? Never mean endless. In broken English, it just ain't gonna happen. It's just not gonna happen, that we must not think that we putting Sheila in the ground. We must not think that Sheila is not alive. Because the physical Sheila, the house Sheila live in, but the real Sheila had our business fixed with Almighty God. Boy, when God got you in his hand, nobody can take you out. Somebody know what I'm talking about here. And so he says this, and I give unto them eternal life. I give unto Sheila eternal life, and Sheila shall never perish. Then he says this, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Not even the man death. No demon power. Nobody. Once you get in God's hand, God's hand is strong enough, big enough, powerful enough, mighty enough, that even the enemy of death can't pluck you out of his hand. She's still alive in her father's hand. She's still alive in her father's hand. And Jesus goes on to say in the 29th verse of John 10, my Father, oh God, who rule and reign. Nobody bigger than him. It doesn't matter what type of house you stay in or what kind of car you drive. He's still bigger than you. He the one woke you up this morning. You wouldn't even be able to get up if he didn't pass by your bedside. If he didn't tap you on the shoulder this morning, you wouldn't even be here. He's the one. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. My brothers and sisters, we must yield to this revelation that Sheila is a spirit, has a soul, and lived in a body. But her body was not her spirit permanent home. What I say? There's an eternal home, an eternal body that belongs to the child of God. Isn't that wonderful? I'm glad I got an eternal home. I'm glad this is not the only life I have. This little life, this little life, y'all, whoosh, gone. Now, in Hebrews 12 and 9, and I'm almost through, Hebrews 12 and 9. We must understand that God, Hebrews 12, 9, put your note, is the Father of spirits. Furthermore, we have fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we give them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto what? See, God is not the father of your flesh. He's the Father of spirits. He's an eternal Father. He provided for eternal life, everlasting life. It's not over down here. Somebody say it's not over yet. See, it'll tear you apart if you're only connected to the physical. You know, it'll tear you apart. But if you recognize that we are spirit beings, what Jesus said, secondly, we must know about the Father's house. What Jesus said in John 14, he read it all the time at funerals. Yeah. John 14, let me read it today. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Now notice what he said in the second verse. In my Father's house, the Father has a house, a mini mansion. If it was not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Not only that, once this physical body decay or go, God has a spiritual body for you. And we'll have bodies in heaven, but it won't be a decaying body. Do we believe the scripture? Absent from the body, what the rest of it say? Present with the Lord. We got to believe this. We got to understand. We got to have faith. If we don't have faith, we're going to fail. If we don't have faith when one of our loved ones leave that body, we're going to get sick and die early with stress and grief and worry, as if they don't have a home. The Lord said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. Then there's another scripture that I need to acknowledge to the family. I want them to know that we know where Sheila is. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some of y'all want to say hallelujah if Jesus come shake your hand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, listen to what it says. We have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's a beautiful word, isn't it? Yeah, second, so we know we have a, in the Father's house, there are many mentioned, and then we got the Father, the house that not made by hand. And then thirdly, a believer have the right to commend their spirit into the Father's hand. Yes, sir. Jesus, our example, was on the cross. I want to put up so we can see it. I want this scene. Because I'll be able to start preaching right here. In Luke 23, 46, Jesus on the cross, and he spoke these words. My God, Luke 23, 46. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, he on the cross now. The enemy think he has him. Yes, sir. See, the enemy think he have us in a spot from when our loved one leave. Yes, but he don't know we know a secret. He don't know we have a connection that can't be broken. Come on, Christian, talk to me. How many Christians I got in here? How many? Come on, talk to me. He know we got a connection that can't be broken by no power. And so my daughter has that connection that even death couldn't break it. Sickness and disease couldn't break it. Because it's more powerful. Jesus is more powerful than sickness and disease. He's more powerful than death. He's more powerful than any problem. I love him. Because he heard my cry. Pity my groan. How many else? How many of y'all got born again? What? I'm not going to let nobody talk about my Jesus and don't answer up. I can feel Sheila pat me on the shoulder. Go ahead, boy. Go ahead. Go ahead. Minister to my family. Talk to my sister. Talk to my children. Talk to my husband. Talk to my loved one who come here. Tell them I'm all right. Tell them I got both of my legs back. Never to lose them again. Tell them I'm not going to be sick no more. I'm not going to ever go to the hospital another day. Tell them I got an eternal doctor. I got a doctor who never lost a case. Woo, good God Almighty. Tell them they don't have to cry for me. Tell them don't weep. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Martha, don't you mourn. Tell them I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. Sheila not here. She not here. She went home the other day. She can't come to me. But I'll go to her. Do you have your business fixed? Because if you don't have your business fixed, you'll never see her again. Have you put your hand in the master's hand? Here's scripture. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the presence of God. He's moving through this place. I wonder who can he touch in this place. Anybody need any help in here? The helper has arrived. I feel him. I feel him going up down my arm. Oh, now my leg. He's in here. The Holy Ghost has showed up. He said, I'm going to help Marvin walk through this. I'm going to help those girls walk through this. I'm going to help these sisters walk through this. I'm their strength. I'm their power. I'm going to hold them. When everybody else going home, I'm going to lay down with them tonight. I'm going to whisper in their ear and tell them everything is all right. Hallelujah. Now, y'all don't answer, I'm going to preach longer. Hallelujah. I love me some Sheila, boy. And I know what you want me to do here. I'm going to close out in a minute. And in verse 20, Luke 23, now this is Jesus on the cross. This is Jesus on the cross. In Luke 23:46. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, now listen very closely, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. You see what Jesus did? You see, when they put Jesus in that grave, his spirit wasn't there. They just had his body. When they buried him, they didn't bury the whole Jesus. They buried only a part of Jesus. We're only dealing with a part of Sheila. The house that Sheila used to live in. But she moved out the other day and went to her real home. Do you know there's a real home? There's a home that never will end. Where every day gonna be hotter and never goodbye. I wish somebody would listen to me for a few minutes. There's a place that the believer goes. Every day will be Sunday. And everybody be shouting. Nobody sick. Nobody hungry. Nobody angry. Nobody hurting. Nobody in pain. Because they be in the master's hand. I come to tell you, Sheila is in the master's hand. We love her. We done what we could for her. But we couldn't keep her. It was time to go. She's in the Father's hand. And I'm telling you, when the Father wrap his arm around you, when he put his hand on you, everything's all right. Sleep on, Sheila. Sleep on. In the morning, I'll shake your hand again. In the morning, I'll hug you again. Sleep on, daughter. You fought a good fight. You kept the faith. You finished your course. You didn't go back out in the world. You stayed in the church. You serve God to the end of your days. We got something to shout about in here. Sheila knew God for herself. You can't take that from Sheila. She's walking with him now. She's talking with him now. He got her by the hand. Say, Sheila, you my child, and I'm going to take care of you throughout eternity. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, somebody help me. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I'm not dumb enough to tell you goodbye. I'm not dumb enough to say I'll see you later. I see you right now, for I know where you are. You're in the Father's house. There are many mansions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. When I holler like that, I'm rejoicing. Let me close. Let me close. Let me close. And I want all y'all to read a scripture when we get home. John chapter 19, verse 30. If you get weary, read that scripture. Jesus on the cross again. Guess what he says? It is finished. And then he give up the ghost. What he meant is finished. Redemptive. Redemption is complete. The power of the cross. I've shed my blood. I've gone to the grave. I rose up on the third day. I've taken care of everything. Jesus, listen. Jesus told me to tell you, I've taken care of this. You know, they put him in a grave. He said, destroy this temple. 3 days I'll rise it up again. That third day came. And the enemy was worried. They said, he said, you're going to get up 3 days. Go put some more guards out there. Didn't do no good. He got up. All power in his hand. Let me close. Hear me now, as apostle and pastor, I know that she's absent from the body and she's present with the Lord. The truth about the whole matter of physical death is you must be born again to be prepared for this hour, for your spirit going somewhere. Let's talk about hell a few minutes. Preachers done got so modern, they don't talk about hell no more. There is a hell and a heaven. If you don't get your business straight, you're going to hell. Hell is a place of eternal damnation. Tell me it got fire that it don't go out. And so we need to tell the people, right? We need to. There's a hell. I want my children to know. Don't you want your loved one to know there's a hell? You don't want your loved one to go to hell, right? There's a hell and there's a heaven. And you, in order to go to heaven, you must be born again. Not a church member. You got to be born again. That's why I'm not worried about Sheila. Sheila ain't going to hell. She's going to heaven. But somebody going to hell if they don't accept Jesus Christ. And so the Lord said, tell them about hell. All right, about hell. The Lord told me to tell you about hell. You don't have to worry about it if you got your business, Vic. Let's close with an understanding of the power of the resurrection. Paul said in Philippians 3:10 that I might know him and the power. How long have I been preaching, boy? About 25 minutes? Of his resurrection. Let me read. Some preachers let these people come to their church and scare them. They come there, set up like they're going to run something. No, you're not running nothing here. I'm the conductor here. Because these people come to the church and just try to take over. And they be Christian too. They're mad. They're off. Get. You, man, you. I've been living here 44 years and I'm going to let you come take over one day? No. Jesus, no. Yeah, I'm rich, and Sheila wants you to know I'm rich. Would you get upset for you ain't mad because other people rich? I'm your brother. Jesus Christ. In John 11, let me 25. John 11, 25. Let's close right here. John 11, 25. John 11, 25. Oh, my goodness. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me, shall never die. Thank you, sir. Shall never die. Believe thou this? How many of y'all believe that? Well, we know today that my dear sister, Sheila, is not dead. She is still alive, living in her father's hand and in her father's house. Amen. 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 She's still alive. Say it. She's still alive. She's in another realm. She is in another realm. She's in another realm. She's in another realm. All right, Montreal, where I'm at now, son.